Blog Talk Radio.
From the congregation, give it up and let me know. Feeling a little bit better tonight. Still got a little bit of cough going on. But hey, you know, hey, the weekend is just around the corner. And so got a lot of great stuff going on. Cage fight event up in Mexico, Missouri. I'm going to be up there doing the ring announcement. So, getting my friends and listeners up in the Mexico, Missouri area. Make sure you get up there and check it out. High foot combat sports. Phone lines are open if you want to call in at 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. That is the phone number if you want to call in. We got the email, the GregSquirrelShow@yahoo.com. You can get a hold of me there, or you can join us in our chat room. Blog Talk Radio, listen to us all there. We got the chat room up and running. So if you can't get in touch with the Greg Squirrel Show, you obviously are not trying very hard. That's pretty much all I can say about that. I mean, it is what it is, boys and girls. Got some good stuff. Talking, there's been a firing in college baseball, believe it or not. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit on our headlines. Hope nobody else out there is going through this cold crap like I've been going through, because this stuff is horrible. You know, I might have been a little testy on the show the other night, and for that I apologize. But I'm one of them kinds that when I'm sick I get grouchy as a bear. So anyway. It is what it is. It was what it was. So right now, let's jump on over here and let's run down the headlines. Let's see what's going on. Ray, Arkansas fans. 3 minutes, 35 seconds remaining in the ballgame. Arkansas Razorbacks are defeating the Auburn, whatever the heck they are, 66-61. They need to make up their mind. That is a college with an identity crisis. They either need to be Tigers or Warcats or Plainsmen. Pick one. Please. they're always, every time Auburn's on TV, they're always showing their commercial about their little green war eagle. I want to be the one jerk that somebody says war eagle to the Auburn say, please, man. You know what I mean? Make up your mind. Decide what you want to be. We can't be everything. Ask Kobe Bryant. He tries to be Mr. Everything, but you know how he meant. Anyway, let's get to the headlines. Out of college basketball, right off the hand, Nolan Knowles, freshman forward for the Kentucky Wildcats, is out for the remainder of the basketball season, and that's really going to hurt Kentucky. They've been struggling as it was. But 6'10 forward, had an MRI that revealed the injury, so he's going to be out. Projected recovery 6 to 8 months. So Nolan Noel, thoughts go out to him. Hope he gets better soon. I'm anxious to see how that affects Kentucky because, like I say, they've been struggling as it is. So we'll just see what that does for them. Oh, where are we going? Oh, we're going over here. Orlando Magic forward Hedo Turkoglu was suspended 20 games. I think that's how you pronounce his name. Turkoglu, whatever. suspended 20 games by the NBA after testing positive for steroids. I said it last night. I'm going to say it again. When are these guys going to learn? No drugs, no steroids, PEDs, whatever you want to call it. I get frustrated because these guys have to think because they're big-name stars. Hell, not even big-name stars, professional stars, but they can get by with this stuff. And, you know, it's got to come to a stop. I mean, so it is what it is. Oh, let's see, Shane Larkin. From 5'11 guard. He was the big star as Miami Hurricanes got a 74-68 win over Florida State. Some of you are probably saying last name Larkin. Thank God he's not related to Lee Larkin, athletic director down at Greenland. Thank God for that. No, Shane Larkin is the son of Hall of Fame shortstop Barry Larkin. So big props to Shane Larkin getting it done for the Miami Hurricane. Oh, let's see if we can get an update on our beloved Arkansas Razorbacks. Hey, congratulations go out to the Lincoln Wolves senior boys. They advanced to the regionals. The 1-4-A, or what, I think that's what it's called. Good job to them. Tim Rich and the boys out at Lincoln getting it done. So they get to play another day. The girls got defeated, so that knocks them out of the playoffs. I'm not sure if they still qualify for state. We will check on that and let you know. Razorback update, 3:08 remaining in the second ball game, 70-62. If Arkansas can hold on, that's funny because everybody's talking about we were talking about it the other night, the road woes for Arkansas. They're playing at Auburn. They're winning. The last time Arkansas won on the road, especially in conference, was against Auburn last year. I know when Arkansas was in the Southwest Conference, they used to call Reunion Arena Barnhill South. That's back when Arkansas was still playing at Barnhill Arena. And so maybe we need to be changing the nickname of Auburn's basketball arena to Bud Walton East, since they're east of us, something like that. Yeah, they're that way. You know which way I'm pointing. So anyway, right now Arkansas has got a 72-62 lead with 2:43 remaining in the ball game. Let's pray that our Hogs can pull that one out. Once again, phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. Connecticut beats number 6 Syracuse 66-58. So that's a big quality win for UConn. Let's see here. Where are we going now? NHL news. Penguins beat the Senators 4-2. NFL football. Somebody get rid of Roger Goodell, please. That's all I can say. He is watering down football. There was some talk coming out that they're wanting to widen the football fields to the same width as the CFL because they think that would reduce the injuries. I'm sorry, that's not going to reduce the injuries. That's going to give players more room to get up ahead of steam so when you smack into a wide receiver or a punt returner or whatever, that's just going to give them more room to build up more speed. That's not going to hurt. Roger Goodell is running football. You might as well, I've said it before, I'll say it again. As long as Roger Goodell is in head of the NFL, you might as well put free skirts on them, Make him wear pink, flag football, whatever, because he is destroying the game of professional football. You know, I'm all for preventative measures to cut down injuries, but let's leave that to the equipment manufacturers. Okay? Let's leave that to the equipment people. You know, they've already made it to where you can't breathe on a wide receiver until he catches the ball. They've already made it where you can't breathe on a quarterback without calling a penalty. Roger Goodell's killing football. I mean, what happened to the old days when the guys didn't even wear shoulder pads? We wore leather helmets, no face mask. Man, you talk about some ugly mugs back in the day when you didn't have face mask and everything to protect you. It's crazy. Get Roger Goodell out of office. That's all I'm going to say about that. Speaking of NFL news, Leslie Frazier, coach for the Minnesota Vikings, after leading Minnesota to a surprising playoff berth this past season, he has gotten a contract extension to 2014. It's about time. I'm still pissed at Chicago for getting rid of Levy. I mean, I thought Levy Smith was doing a great job. Not his fault he's got injuries and stuff. He can only do so much. So it's good to see a coach doing his job, getting compensated for it. So good job. Let's see. Just kind of running down the news, seeing if there's anything else. What's up with Tom Izzo? I mean, Tom Izzo, I can understand disliking his team. Oh, sorry, I had to blow my nose. I can understand disliking a team, but Tom Izzo, head coach for Michigan State, just flat comes out and says that he hates Michigan. Sorry. Anyway, that's that. It is what it is. Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. Tiger Woods has announced three more tournaments that he's going to play in this year. Cool. UFC has said they're still interested in signing Josh Barnett. But Barnett's kind of wanting to do his own thing, so we'll see what that does. Speaking of which, this is something that's really burning my butt, is that the International Olympic Committee has voted to eliminate wrestling. And we're not talking the WWE crap, TNA crap. We're talking actual Greco-Roman freestyle college wrestling. How can you eliminate one of the sports that's been a part of the beginning since the very beginning? I don't understand. Get rid of golf. Get rid of tiddlywinks. Get rid of some of them other insignificant sports. But how can you get rid of a sport that's been a part of the Olympics since the Olympics began 5 million years ago? Let me know what you think about that. Email me, gregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. Let me know what you think on there. Call in, 347-326-9073. Come into the chat room. Let us know what you think. I really want to get some people's response on this. Matter of fact, I'm putting it on my Facebook right now. How can IOC eliminate wrestling from the Olympics? It takes a little time because I'm a hunt and pecker. Hunt and pecker typist. I'm not the greatest typist. I'm putting this on my Facebook. I really hope I get some people call in on this. Because, hell, your MMA, it's got history in freestyle wrestling. You know, just about any of your hand-to-hand combat sports out there trace back to wrestling. And like I said, we're not talking about the WWE crap. I mean, trust me, I love my WWE stuff. Don't get me wrong. I still do it once in a while. But by God, how can you get rid of a sport that's been part of the Olympics since the Olympics began? That chaps my hide. As much as I love golf, I'd much rather see them get rid of golf before they get rid of wrestling. I hope somebody calls in on this. Maybe some of my MMA friends out there are listening. Excuse me. They'll call in on this. I mean, it's crazy. I think I want to, I wish the show was already an hour. We could have such a good conversation about this. There's a few things that chap my hide, but this is one of those things that are chapping my hide. 347-326-9073. Once again, if you want to be a sponsor of the Greg Squirrel Show, the sponsor of Greg Squirrel, I mean, I'll advertise, I'll promote your product at all my events that I announce at. I have banners that I'll put your logo on. I'll put your product on my table. Give me a call or email me at gregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com, and we'll be glad to set up a sponsorship package for you. I know there's somebody that wants to talk about this. We got 11 minutes, and I want to spend the 11 minutes, final 11, 10 minutes of the show talking about this, because I like to try to... I like to take that last minute to wind everything down so we don't run over. That's why I want to go to an hour. And I can only go to an hour is if I can get sponsors and supporters out there supporting the Greg Squirrel Show. Let's see here. The Midians are over in the control room. I can't see the TV from where I'm at. Looks like 78-73 with 33 seconds remaining in the ballgame for Arkansas. They're going to get a little bit of that monkey off their back for a road win. All right, come on, somebody. You got to want to call in and talk about this. Because this is crazy stuff. Wanting to eliminate one of the sports that's been a part of the Olympics since the Olympics began. How can they do that? It's mind-boggling. Strictly mind-boggling. While we're waiting on some people to talk about this little subject. Oh, Chael Sonnen. If anybody's been watching Ultimate Fighter, it's been Team Sonnen versus Team Jones. I've tried watching it, can't really get into it. I just want to see him get in the cage and do it. Dana White was quoted as saying Bigfoot Silva deserves a rematch with Cain Velasquez. And it looks like Junior Dos Santos and Alistair Overeem, I talked about that the other night, are finally going to get the grudge match at UFC 160. This will be Cain Velasquez's first title defense in a rematch with Antonio Bigfoot Silva, 160. Well, that's going to be good. That'll be a good show to see. Sorry, I kind of got my ire up there for a little bit. I saw an article I was wanting to talk about. Oh, that's why they do. There's an article, and okay, they eliminated wrestling. I got everything all backwards. I apologize. They eliminated wrestling so they could bring in golf and rugby. Who gives a flying rat crap about rugby? Arkansas wins, ladies and gentlemen. Deja vu. Arkansas wins. They get at the same place they won the last time on a conference road game. Good job, Arkansas. Chip, chip, hooray. I'm sorry, this Olympic stuff's got me peeved. Here's the story. International Olympic Committee is dropping wrestling from competition after the 2016 Games in Rio, in part because golf and rugby are coming to the Olympics. So something had to go. They're doing away both freestyle and Greco-Roman, which date back to 1896. They've been around all this time. You know, and even golf has admitted. You know, this is an article in a golf show that's talking about this. And you know it's bad when even a golf program says it was a bad call. Now, what does that tell you? You don't have to worry about the wrestlers calling in and complaining about it, because golf is calling in to complain about it. So anyway, excuse me. Like I say, still coughing a little bit, but we're slowly but surely getting over it. I'm going to turn this page because this is frosting my oatmeal. 347-326-9073. Or you can email me at thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. You know, we talk about everything on here. So feel free to call in. I'd love to hear from you. I'm looking on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. Just checking to see if anybody else has made any comments about wrestling. I guess not. Nobody loves me. That's all right. I'm still here. We're going to have a good fun show. It just makes it a whole lot harder when you don't have people calling in. Once again, Arkansas did win. Congrats, congrats. So anyway, it is Wednesday. Week is just around the corner. Don't forget high foot combat, Armel Nunnally, and the boys. We're going to be getting it all Saturday night in Mexico, Missouri. Kind of got a brief glance at the fight card today. Looks like it's going to be a good card. It's a lot of new fighters I've not seen before. So, anyway, it's going to be at the Audrain. I hope I'm pronouncing that there. My Audrain County 4-H Center, Mexico, Missouri. Doors open at 5. Show starts at 6. If you want more ticket information, you can go look up Armel Mentally, Hasa Combat Sports. Oh, you can look them up on Facebook. Or you can go to Darby's Total Fitness and Tanning, NutriShop. Just a few of the sponsors that are helping sponsor this show. We want to see that place packed out. I've never been there before, but I'm looking forward to it. What else can I gripe about tonight? Anything anybody out there want to gripe about? Feel free to call in 347-326-9073 is the phone number. Email me, thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. Once again, look forward to hearing from you. Let's see. Any other sports stuff I want to talk about? Dallas won tonight. Dallas Mavericks. Where'd that score go? Well, let's hear some real well. I just had it up here a while ago. Dallas is playing the Sacramento Queens. 123-100. About time, Dallas. Get your head out your butts. Arkansas Razorback Baseball starts their season this weekend. Everybody's saying Arkansas looks like the team to beat. Got a lot of great returning pitching staff. I'm not sure who they play. I will have to look it up. I'll let you know tomorrow night. I'm not doing it right now. I'll look it up tomorrow night and let y'all know. Well, all right, boys and girls. Well, it's been a great time, as always, talking to you tonight on the Greg Squirrel Show. Don't forget to join us right back here tomorrow. We'll do it all again. Tell your buddies, tell your friends about the Greg Squirrel Show. If there's something they want to call in and talk about, I may not have the right answers, but I'll let you know my opinion. 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the Greg Squirrel Show. Thank you, and good night. See you tomorrow.